Following a unique fundraiser model pioneered in Fairbanks, two Talkeetna nonprofits found a creative way to tap into tourism dollars flowing into the community. The Denali Arts Council and the Sunshine Transit teamed up to offer tourists a real Alaska experience and make some money in the process. KTNA's Deanna Hecker has this story.
In today's economy, small local nonprofits have to be creative to stay afloat. In Talkeetna, the Denali Arts Council and the Sunshine Transit share a unique fundraising project. It is called Dinners at Home and was successfully pioneered by the Fairbanks Arts Association. The concept is that tourists are taken to local host families for a dinner to experience some local fare and conversation. Denali Arts Council Executive Director Mindy Lindgren explains.
Basically, it's a fundraiser that connects travelers coming to Talkeetna with local hosts who provide a dinner in the home. And the focus is the conversation and meeting someone locally, learning about the culture and who we are and what we do.
The Arts Council lines up host families, and the eco-tour company Alaska Wildland Adventure supplies the visitors. Talkeetna Sunshine Transit picks up the guests and delivers them to the local hosts. For that service, the Sunshine Transit gets a share of the $40 per person dinner donated to the Denali Arts Council. The Sunshine Transit is a grassroots organization associated with the Sunshine Health Center to provide daily transportation from Talkeetna along the 14-mile-long spur road to the clinic and the grocery store. At first, rides were offered for free, but now they charge a dollar per ride, which is still a bargain. Driver Mike Sterling, while driving the van along the spur road on a recent rainy day, explains what's in it for the Sunshine Transit.
You know, this is a nonprofit transit organization, and we need operations money. So from the money that they're paying the Denali Arts Council, we're taking a portion of it in order to provide the transportation, and they're getting the experience of a real Alaskan home. So rather than being herded around in the tourist industry like most people, what they're getting is they're getting some authenticity in the experience.
Sterling recently shuttled tour guides with Alaska Wildland Adventures to a Talkeetna family for a dinner of Alaskan salmon, halibut, moose, and even muskox. He describes the tour guide's reaction to the real deal of an Alaskan family with a 10-foot stuffed bear standing in their living room.
So these guides, and they're eco-tourists, right? And they're eco-tourism guides, so you could tell. At first they were taken aback, and then they thought, oh my gosh, this is as authentic as an Alaskan family gets.
Alaska Wildland Adventures Program Director Brooke Edwards said that they started their cooperation with the Denali Arts Council last year, and guests rated their local dinner and conversation as the highlight of their Alaska trip. Last year, the program raised just a little over $1,000 for the Arts Council, but demand for it is growing. In Fairbanks, dinners in homes raised up to $30,000 a year for the Fairbanks Arts Association until in 2008 the tourism economy took a dive and the tour company the Fairbanks Arts Association was working with canceled the contract. Sterling is optimistic that dinners in homes will continue in Talkeetna and that it will help the Sunshine Transit to keep rolling.
We're pretty close to the edge of our capacity to provide transportation like this, and it's why we were looking for ways to make money. And I think it's working. I think we're going to make money, and DAC is going to make money, and it's going to work.
In Talkeetna, this is Deanna Hecker.